Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, today in the Gospel, Jesus used the symbol of a vine and its branches to carry his point across. At the time of Jesus, many people were farmers, so they grew grapes and the other things, grapevines. So he used what was common to them. Perhaps if it were today, he would have used the umbilical cord to make the illustration, a baby, the umbilical cord, and how the baby is connected to the womb of the mother. But today he uses the vine and its branches to compare his relationship with us between himself and us. He made that comparison to help us understand how important it is for us to remain united with him, to draw our life-giving breath from him. He said he is the true vine and we are the branches. His Father is the vine grower. The vine grower cuts away or prunes every branch that does not bear fruit. We who have come to know and to believe in Jesus are meant to be true branches of the true vine. We are supposed to draw our spiritual and physical strength from Jesus because he is the source of our life. When we make the effort to defy all odds to remain united with Christ, his Father, the vine grower, supplies us the grace to remain enthusiastic in our faith. This is what happened to St. Paul, of whom we read from the Acts of the Apostles. When he did not know Jesus Christ, he persecuted the church. But when at last he met Jesus, he saw in him the true vine that supplies life-giving water to the branches. He turned away from his former life and began to proclaim Christ. As in the case of St. Paul, we too are called to make a personal experience of Jesus. If you find Jesus in our life, we would count our past life as garbage. Yet, as we gather here today, we know that there have been many times when we separate ourselves from the true vine. We also know that there are some among us who fail to make any effort to draw spiritual life from Jesus. Such people remain unreceptive to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Of them, Jesus would say, "My Father takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit." It is believed that once we accept to come to church, we would grow in our faith to know God through his Son, Jesus Christ. But we also know, we now know that there are some others who fail to grow in their faith. They make no effort at all to understand and practice their faith. For them, going to church is like attending any social gathering. They come to church to meet and interact with friends. They attend Mass only to let others know they are in church. In all sincerity, this type of attitude will lead no one to heaven. All who behave like this will be like the vine branches that fail to bear fruit. The vine grower will cut them off and they will wither and be thrown into fire. And remember that this is only a warning, it is not a condemnation. When going to church, On Sunday, in my home diocese, young people will dress to kill, to impress everyone so that they will attract attention. Here in St. Anne's, people dress to scare. In my home diocese, they dress to kill, here they dress to scare. So when you look at them, it is difficult to look a second time. Let your appearance edify everyone so that when we look at you, we see the presence of God in you. But if I will look at you and I will want to turn my face away, where is the edification? Where is the presence of Christ who died for you and I, that we may have salvation in you? Apart from that, when we come to church, some among us are so married to our cell phones. Whilst we read from the books and the gospel or the scriptures are being projected on the walls, some go to their phones. Are the characters in the phones larger than those characters on the wall? And if you go to your phone and you miss a word because there is a bit of distraction, will you be able to hear what the reader is reading? And another aspect is that some among us, the younger ones, would come and they behave in the church as if they are in a cinema hall. It is the presence of God. Christ is waiting here and crying for our souls. When we come here, let us offer the maximum respect that God deserves. If we come into the church only to act and to go back, it is not worth coming to church. So, dear friends, when we come to church, our life should draw our attention to the presence of God in our midst. In a special way, He is here. That is why the tabernacle is here. Christ is ever present there, waiting for everyone who comes. He is there to take our happiness and our joys. He is there to receive our sorrows and to turn them into peace for us. When we come to church, we come to learn to know God so that we would belong to the truth. And if we belong to the truth, we shall live a life that edifies the whole community. And in the second reading, St. John wrote, "Now this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth, if our hearts do not condemn us, because we keep His commandments." That is, to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He commanded us. If this is the type of life we live, then we truly are the true branches of the true vine from which we draw our life-giving breath. Our sharing in the Holy Eucharist should make us true branches of the true vine, Jesus Christ, that when we come together as a community, our life helps to support the faith of the weaker ones among us so that they too can grow to a standard that will help all of us to turn the whole world into the house of God. Until we are ready to live a life that draws other people to the mercy of God, our worship is in vain and our salvation will never profit anyone, and therefore it is useless. Christ calls every one of us to turn away from all that is not good, to keep His commandment, to love God above all, and to love our neighbor by serving and living a life that draws us to the mercy of God.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.